Hey, Chris.
Oh, on that side. What's on that side?
Let him in here.
Call this meeting in order. Land and Natural Resources Cultural Preservation Committee. FY 217 budget hearing is August 15th, 6:31 p.m. We'll have an invocation by Mark Randolph. Care to offer that for us, please?
Lord, we're thankful for another day that you've given us. Ask that you continue to guide and direct us in all that we do. Ask that you bless our every thought, our every step, our every breath. Clear our minds, touch us in our hearts and our spirits. Just thank you for all that you've done, all that you do, all that you will do. I say all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Next we have is a roll call. Hugh Casey.
Daryl Proctor.
Here.
Mark Randolph.
Present.
Del Beaver.
Here.
Thomas Shahola.
Here.
Mitch Jack. Chairman, I got four present, one absent.
Four present, one absent. Constitutes quorum, and any business transaction tonight would be valid. Next we have is the approval of minutes. Any minutes? No minutes to approve. Down to next order of business. Conservation District, Ed Mouse.
Mr. Davis and I
will spend
in his place.
All right. Safe to meet you. Can you introduce who you are and your title?
I'm Robin Jenkins. I'm the Secretary Treasurer.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert Bob Davis. I'm the House Chair.
Thank you.
We have.
Did you have that copy?
Oh, yes.
Please.
We just got our this sheet today, and so you know the numbers that we have here probably don't match what you have. And we're trying to hire a conservationist, the district conservationist, and we have her on a grant, but we have to have matching funds, and so we had to add in salary and wages to cover her matching funds. We're matching with the NRCS. And they are also providing her fringe, and she will receive her fringe benefits from the U.S. government. And she is paying for her own insurance. And we have money from previous years. If you know, if we enroll that, I mean, if we could modify the budget if we need to. But we'd also, when we were doing the salary and wages, we as commissioners had received a stipend, and the stipend was no longer taken from the stipend fund. It was changed over to wages and salary part-time. And we meet two or three times a week. And so we had accidentally forgotten to put that in there. So we put that in there. We haven't changed the amount of money that we had asked for in direct funds, but the only thing that's changed is the indirect cost for the salaries and wages. And that's what bumped our numbers up higher. And we were wondering if when we have the indirect cost taken out of that salary and wages that we're trying to match with the U.S. government, if that needed to be in indirect cost. I mean, if the indirect cost was added on to that amount, since she will be paying for her own insurance and she will be receiving her benefits through the federal government instead of the Creek Nation.
What is your total?
Our total is $885.40. And we know that the other budget was $300,000, but you know, we've even, our direct cost is even less than what we had asked for to begin with, but it's just the indirect cost that we had to put in for our wages, salary and wages, and the salary and wages for that person that we're going to match funds with the U.S. government and NRCS.
Yes, go ahead.
If I could just interject, bring some light to the their budget conundrum here. The Conservation District was passed by NCA 13-316. And if you look at the legislation, the governance states that the Conservation District will be created under the Department of Interior, within the Department of Interior Affairs, but it's a self-governing entity. So they don't really report to the Office of Interior Affairs, Department of Interior Affairs. They operate with a board. These are the board members. The legislation, in our assessment, speaking with the accounting department, is that they're to be appropriated $300,000 annually. And so when the budget time came around, we were getting some delays in getting the budget from the Conservation Commission itself. And so the guidance of the chief, we just took it upon ourselves just to cut the number at 300,000. Because, and so if you look at their number, it's 314,000. And so that's the disparity, was that the budget that we submitted was cut down to 300,000, and their budget that they're asking for today is in excess of that, what the original law stated. You know, the committee can choose to move forward however they choose, but that's the accounting department's assessment, and I think that would be the assessment of the chief's office. But they do have rollover money, and I think the accounting department can speak to that. But I just wanted to kind of bring some light to the situation, because it seems kind of awkward with this new budget, because none of the other budgets that we have tonight will be like this. They are a special entity within the tribe itself, and so they were created as a self-governing conservation commission with and then eventually, once they get their membership up, the members will actually vote for the board itself.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Parker. This budget didn't count, filter through the Office of Treasury before it came over for a change. And basically, the change, I mean, bottom line from the legislation, it has to stay at $300,000 unless you amend the law. It probably could be changed within the 300, and it does need to show the part-time, because the IRS ruling states that anybody that has some kind of decisions cannot be paid out of the stipend. And this board has got to go through our payroll system with the IRS ruling. Now, as far as the 3 years that we funded them so far, the first year they still have $154,192 left. Last year they have $205,467 left. And as of today, they have $231,416. So basically, this budget that was given to all of us just right now, it needs to be changed correctly, showing the part-time, but it needs to stay within the 300,000 and filter through us, so I can change the master file and send it to Robin to the proper channel before it goes again.
That's what we were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. Now, we have money in in our other budgets, and we could move some of, I mean, pay for some of this with that.
Right.
You know, since we are over. And the main thing that put us over was the indirect cost.
Yeah. Any questions? You had stated that the law
is NCA 13-316.
$300,000. Regardless of what y'all have, it still has to be $300,000 as we amend it.
Yes, we understand that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
Chairman, you know, one thing we may want to do is just simply move this to tomorrow night, allow them, you wouldn't necessarily have to come back, but they could reconsider it on tomorrow's agenda, just make the modifications through accounting. It's really a simple thing, mm-hmm. and then we could pass the correct budget tomorrow night so that we're not making changes to their budget that goes against their desires and wishes, but they could, you know, just get the budget below the $300,000 and then come back and reconsider that.
Any questions?
Are you guys okay with that?
Is that satisfactory with with your program?
Yes. And also, we would like to ask you if you would like to assign someone to be like a representative from the National Council to come to our field days because we're going to start demonstration farms, and we'd like to know if you'd like to assign a committee member to attend our field events.
And Mark has, he's come when we've asked him to come and observe and, you know, see what we're into and up to. He came to the demonstration of the machine we bought, along with the speaker. Mm-hmm. We both of them were there. But we'd like to have somebody that would kind of be our liaison to you guys, you know, have y'all, so y'all would have first-hand knowledge of what we're doing.
Okay.
So if y'all have somebody that you could say, you go take care of these guys, or whatever, you know, so okay. We'd appreciate that. And just for, you know, to help guide us too.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. Yeah, I think we can get that discuss that in one of our meetings here, and we can let y'all know.
Okay.
All right. Yes.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I guess following the discussion and the agreement that's been established here, I make a motion that we postpone Conservation District till tomorrow night. At which time they will, you know, send the, you know, budget that complies with the law, and also will, you know, work with the, you know, finance.
Motion been made to postpone this until tomorrow night to be readdressed again. Okay. Thomas Yohola, seconded by Dale Beaver. Roll call vote.
Thomas Yohola?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against it. Will be discussed tomorrow evening, and everything will be.
Thank you.
Chairman, coming out. Next we have is planning the Kellen Bible. Good evening.
Budget.
Appreciate you being here tonight. Can you state your name and your title here?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, I'm Kellen Bible. I'm the Planning and Grants Department Manager. This is A department that's evolved at least within the past year, but specifically within the past 6 months, we've added the capacity to manage the grant activities for the nation. So the budget hasn't changed incredibly much. What we're doing is substituting, instead of buying things, we're hiring brain power. So what we've done is in personnel, instead of contracting grant writers outside of the nation, we've brought them home. We want to keep that knowledge here. So that's why the personnel, basically the quantity has doubled from 3 to 6. That's kind of where we're at right now.
So what's your total budget for the coming?
The budget amount requested for FY17 is 518,840. That's assuming the 10% cut. So nothing has been affected, you know, other than bringing the knowledge home instead of sending it outwards, paying other people.
Any questions? Yes, Dale.
Mr. Bible, when you say manage grants, what do you mean by manage grants?
Everything along the spectrum from finding funding sources, finding those opportunities out there with different federal agencies or private. And then once we have an application, we see it through the system. If we're awarded, then it has different financial requirements that we share those responsibilities with the Department of Treasury. And then so we're going to manage the make sure that we're in compliance. We have one of the other employees we have assumed from the Department of Treasury, our grant monitor. So currently she's developing a database that's going to centralize all the tribe's information as far as what reports are due, making sure we have all the documents in place that we need to have, and then ensuring that's communicated throughout the chain from the Department of Treasury to the program managers to anyone who has a significant role in that application.
Are these just for new grants or for the current grants we have?
Both.
Both?
Both, yeah. Yes,
where are you housed, Mr. Bible?
We're in the housing building, room 232 upstairs.
Any other questions? So, you said you're adding, what position you was adding?
We added a grant writer, a senior grant writer, and a grant monitor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So before the tribe centralized the grant activities, it was just a planner, office manager, and another planner.
Mm-hmm. And that's where the increase in salary and wages come from?
Correct. I think it was a difference of $13,000 in difference. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Question? Ms. Ruby?
Any questions?
No questions? Okay. Motion?
Make a motion to pass the planning department's budget for fiscal year 2017.
Motion been made by Dale Beaver.
Second.
Seconded by Mark Randall. Roll call vote.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Thomas Shaholo.
Yes.
Mark Randall.
Yes.
Chairman, at 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That budget passes. Appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Sir, thank you.
Next we have is oil and gas, Ms. Carly Hotbed, and Jesse.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, council members.
All right, thank you. Thank you for being here. Jesse, you're still managing over this oil and gas?
Right now, Carly is now the oil and gas manager, and we are kind of transitioning that into a more broad natural resources department, but so right now Carly's going to be the oil and gas manager.
And oh, okay. You'll see me tomorrow as well for the agribusiness budget.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're trying to make it a more broad, instead of just,
fine.
Instead of just having just one natural resource, or oil and gas department just solely on oil and gas, we're seeing that more as natural resources to include the ranch at Dustin, Hannah, oil and gas, water, and that type of stuff. So spread our resources more evenly across.
Take a look at maximizing our economic opportunities for our resource base, including land, and like Jesse said, water, agribusiness, and our other mineral resources.
Okay. So you have an increase in wages on here?
We do, and the increase in wages reflects me coming into the program, and I'm going to be assuming the responsibilities for the additional programs and also to hire administrative assistant to be able to assist in that endeavor.
Okay. Your total is 216.
Yes, 605. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And the contractual is decreased. What would you be doing with that?
The $12,000 contractual is to work with a consultant to put together a strategic plan for the natural resources to set some goals and identify issues within the programs that need to be addressed in order to decrease costs and maximize revenues.
Anybody have any questions? Yes.
So when you say it's going more towards the natural resources program, are you going to be over any other programs? Are you kind of a manager of any other programs, or is it just a program within itself underneath DOI?
It's going to be a consolidation. So right now, agribusiness is standing on its own. Oil and gas is standing on its own. And then we also have a natural resources that's standing on its own, which is actually separate from the Conservation Commission. So the duties that we have will interact, but they will not be identical. We'll be working with each other to service the needs of the nation in that aspect. So as far as I'll be having oversight over those programs, so I'll be working with our farm manager and our ranch manager to make sure that they have the resources that they need to implement the programs that we're going to work on with those enterprises.
Any more questions? All right.
Make a motion to pass the oil and gas department budget for 2017.
Motion made to pass the budget for 2017 for oil and gas department.
Second.
Second by Dale Weaver. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Weaver.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That budget passes. Appreciate your being out. Thank you. Next we have is the 4-H program, William Halton. Yeah, I know where I'm at.
Chairman, I'd first like to say that we're in the middle of a name change. We're no longer going to be Creek Nation 4-H because we've kind of outgrown that name. We're going to be Muscogee Creek Nation Agriculture Youth Development, because we have grown to the point that we are servicing as many FFA kids as we do 4-H kids. And basically how it works is as soon as they're old enough to be in an FFA class or in a high school system that provides vocational agriculture, they become FFA members. So we need a name that's more encompassing to what we do as a whole. So we're in the process now of changing the name of the department.
All right. Your total budget is $174,331?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman, and that is with the 10% cut, which was basically, and I'd like to take just a moment of your time and explain a little bit. This is a program that I have been here 3 years ago, was at first a coordination of the OSU Extension, which provided my job. And the Creek Nation provided the funding for it. Well, it became an abusive, basically, situation, and that's when I was hired on to kind of work, because that man didn't work for OSU Extension. He didn't answer to the tribe in any way. So I was hired to basically be the work for the tribe, answer to the tribe on the same job that he had. Well, he worked 3 months and he left. They basically were abusing the program. So we came in, I worked with a 4-H board of four volunteers. We've got the program turned around. We've got big numbers. We've got kids that are doing great things. But in the last 3 years, our program's been cut $56,000. Now you're asking to cut $20,000 more from it. We don't have any big overhead. Everything that cuts is directly from pre-Q, basically. So when we're looking at cutting $20,000 more, which in some areas doesn't sound like a big deal, but it could be the end of us. I mean, this year alone, we spent $90,000 on livestock purchases. We allow Creek Youth the opportunity to participate in 4-H and FFA activities that they wouldn't be able to participate in if it wasn't for this program. And I was hired to change the program and to get it back on track. We have, and as we continue to grow, our funding continues to be decreased. And we're to the point now that we're almost at diminishing returns. I'm here tonight to ask you please not to cut our budget, to let us remain as we were for the 2016 budget, which is just a difference of $20,000. But even with that $20,000 and our budget not being cut at all, we're going to be really close because we just have that many more kids involved in the program. We do a lot of archery programs. We buy 4-H and FFA jackets. We do have a public speaking contest. We started having the Muscogee Creek Nation All Indian Livestock Show. The second year we had it, we had entries of 253 animals. Last year we had 407.
Any questions?
On your programs, where do you get most of your activity, most of your youth? What areas are they from?
We have a high percentage from the Okemah, Waleka, Wetumpka area, and it's, of course, in the McIntosh County area, we have quite a few, but where I have strong the 4-H board that I work with, two of them are ag teachers, two of them are 4-H volunteers. The areas where they are from seem to be our strongest areas because the biggest problem I faced when I initially come along was nobody knew that the program was there and that the money existed. So we have the Creek County has probably seen the most growth of any county since I've been here for 3 years. But we all eight counties, we have over 200 kids enrolled. And our numbers vary as graduation rates vary. You know, this year we graduated a high number of really active senior kids, but we're looking at kids that are 7 and 8 years old wanting us to change our rules to allow them to be able to come into the program. But we don't have the funding for them.
If we pass the budget as is, and then as you get further along in the year, there might be a possibility of additional funds once it can be justified.
Well, in all due respect, $174,000, we will run out of money by the end of April, or real close to it, because.
Next April.
Yes, next April.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, then if that's the case, then, you know, prior to that, it would justification.
Okay.
Then it's possible that this budget can be amended to get you out to complete your fiscal year.
Okay. Mr. Yohola, I have something that I want to ask you.
Surely.
You know, we started this Muscogee Creek Nation All Indian Livestock Show. And we're using money to sponsor that livestock show out of direct assistance to Creek Youth because that's the only money that we have. Well, if the tribe would take on that burden of sponsoring the Muscogee Creek Nation All Indian Livestock Show instead of this program having to sponsor it, that would be a $10,000 relief, $10,000 to $15,000 relief to this program there.
questions.
All right. Mr. Randolph?
Ready for a motion?
No. Any questions?
No.
Okay. I have a question on the livestock purchases. And that is what you pay for the person to participate in the show, or is it the ones you buy after the ones who's won?
No, all the kids are initially given $500 to make that initial purchase. Mm-hmm. And believe me, we're not buying the whole thing. We are making a small contribution because you can't even feed a show animal for a year for $500. Mm-hmm. We're making just a small investment in them to give them the opportunity. They still are looking at a large financial cost directly. When we look at kids that have more than, or families that have more than one kid. But yes, all of them are eligible for $500 assistance up front. That's not including when we do purchase them at the premium sale. Those that excel and make their county premium sale, which is basically their goal, because it allows them the opportunity to be up in front of a crowd, to get the recognition that they deserve for the hard work that they put in, the quality animal they have. And at that time, we do purchase those, or try to purchase them. We give up to $700 for them, which we usually don't buy them. They usually bring more than that. Mm-hmm. I have been here long enough that I've made enough connections that I'm usually able to find someone else to partner with me that I'll tell them I've got $700 and they might have $700 too, so we're able to get our kids $1,400 instead of the $700.
All right, thank you. Yes.
Have you looked at any outside grants or outside sponsorships to help offset some of these costs?
We've at one time, we actually, when we were still working in unison with the OSU Extension Office, that person was paid through some type of grant, Dale, and I'm not for sure if that was through the Intertribal Agriculture Youth Council or through the FDA. But when that man quit and they didn't replace him, I'm not sure where that funding went. But it didn't come to us. I do know that.
Right. But see, here's what I'm thinking is, yes, it's only a $20,000 cut, and I know it's a lot to your program, but every program within the tribe has to take a cut also. And so I just can't say yes to your program and say no to somebody else's right. program. And even later on, say you go through all your funds in April, and you need, say, $20,000 more for April, May, June, July, August, September, for six yeah. more months. So, I mean, I guess I'm assuming that 6 months out of a year, there's not a whole lot going on.
Well, no, Dale, we actually are, other than the months that we're out of school, that's what I'm saying, even with, if we had the original budget that we had last year, which was $198,000, mm-hmm. we will be lucky to make it through the year, the upcoming year, with that same amount of money. So maybe I miscalculated when I said April, because we're busy. We slow down when school's out and the kids are not, there's not near as much lights off. But just as soon as school starts, the middle of the first week of August, my phone starts ringing and it all picks up again.
Any questions? No questions? Roll call vote. Oh, need a motion?
Motion to pass the 4-H program 2017 budget.
Motion made for a due pass on the budget for 2017.
Second.
Second it by Dale Beaver. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor and 0 against. That budget passes. Thank you. Hoping. Next one we have is POH Rehab, Jerry Mays. And Jerry's not here.
No, Jerry's not the manager.
Who's the manager?
Actually, it's Brent Beaver.
Okay, where's Brent?
again, I'm Debbie Hefner. I'm the Budget and Contract Manager of Housing.
All right. I appreciate y'all being here.
Budget did go up a little bit. The main difference is POH rehab. We didn't increase the direct line there because there is a need, more of a need for privately owned home repairs. So we did increase that. Next one, the Nahasta rehab, we increased it a little bit. The Nahasta homes are getting older, and there's more of them requiring repair and maintenance too, so we increased that. The direct assistance went up because that is the relocation cost on the private repairs. So when that cost goes up, our relocation cost goes up, and that's the main difference on the for the bottom line increasing.
Mm-hmm. What's your equipment? What is that one? From the bottom to the very bottom.
Oh golly, I don't remember. It's probably a piece of equipment for force account, since force account budget is not a cash funded budget. We usually put those costs in the private rehab or the modernization budget for Nahasta to cover them. And it's probably replacing two force account vehicles too. Hmm.
Any questions? Yes.
Yeah, I got a question. Not on the budget, but on policies. Do you do your annual evaluations?
On personnel?
Yes.
The manager should, yes.
Do they?
No, I can't personally answer that question because they don't come through me, so I don't know if the managers do their employee evaluations.
Should they?
Yes, they should.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Did you have input into this budget?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Is it? Mm-hmm. You may have mentioned this, but what was the increase for your salary and wages? What was that one?
That's actually a reclassification from last year. It's that construction tech that was put in last year's budget. So it's that very last one right there was the increase.
Okay. Any questions? No questions. Any motion?
Make a motion to pass the POH rehab budget for 2017.
Motion been made by Mark Randolph to pass the budget for 2017.
Second.
Seconded by Thomas Yehola. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Thomas Yehola?
Yes.
Doe Beaver?
Yes.
Chairman, got 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against it. Budget passes. All right, we thank you. Next we have is home ownership, Laura King.
Yes, sir. I am filling in for Laura King. Okay. Stacy Stolmeyer.
All righty.
Development manager.
Okay. All righty. Go through what you got your budget.
Okay.
Is there any differences there?
The two biggest differences are the salary and wages. One of those is because we transferred Jerry Mays into our department. And then the rest of it is the difference of salary increases for 3 people, a coordinator and 2 specialists. The only other, the biggest difference is down below, item 5800. We increased the acquisition cost line and lowered our construction. There's more people that request and go through our acquisition process more than the construction process. So we've made the change from the previous year to increase acquisition to construction. We are still building some. We just don't have the, most of the need for construction ends up being on donated property a lot of times. Rural areas. Most of our need right now for acquisition usually runs in the Okmulgee, Creek, Tulsa, and Wagner County. On occasion we have, well, Okemah is usually one too, we get a few, but, and the rest of the counties we usually are building.
Any questions?
Yes.
We have a question. On your acquisition, they're inspected prior to acquisition?
Yes.
And they're expected, and they should be thoroughly inspected to make sure there's to be no improvements?
They are thoroughly inspected. However, that doesn't mean that there may not be some improvements needed at the time of purchase. Right now, we are having, because of budget decreases over the years, we have to seek less, or not cheaper built, but cheaper homes, just to try to provide more homes as we can. We are also not allowed to buy in home in additions that have HOAs, homeownership association dues. So that's made it harder for us to buy homes right now because we have to try to find homes that's not in newer neighborhoods, newer built construction. So that being said, as they're inspected, we are still trying to find the homes that are more updated, as already increased in value as we can, and then we may have to go in and update the hot water tanks, sometimes the heat and air units. Sometimes we have to replace carpet if they haven't already done it, appliances, kitchen appliances, but that's usually the biggest change we make on acquisition purchases.
Okay, so you don't have any foundation problems or things like that?
We haven't so far, up to this point. Our inspectors that we did, they're outside sourced inspectors, and they go over them from top to bottom, inside and out. The one that we're actually using right now, he has a warranty clause built in his cost that if 90 days, within 90 days after closing, if something is determined, especially something major found that he missed, then he will cover that cost. Or he could even purchase the whole home if it is that bad. So that is, he's really been very thorough on everything we find.
Okay, and with the number of employees that you have, do you have your annual employee evaluation?
I do. Okay. Since I've been manager, I have.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Question? Dale.
Stacy, what's the kind of average cost of a home that you see?
The homes? Mm-hmm. Right now, our average for construction has been $110 to $115. The average acquisition we purchase, the majority of them being up north, mm-hmm. is $120 to $128. And now that's a three bedroom.
Do y'all stay within a certain year or do not buy past a certain year?
We try for not to buy anything over 78. Mm. On rare occasion we do, but we definitely try to stay above 78. Most of them at this point, they've been in the mid to late 80s up to the mid to upper 2000s.
Any questions? No more questions?
Motion to pass homeownership department's FY 2017 budget.
Motion made by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Dale Beaver. Roll call.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Chairman, got 3 in favor, 0 against.
Okay. 3 in favor, 0 against. That budget passes. All right, next we have is inventory from housing. It's Alvin. You here for that too?
Actually, Stan.
Stan. Hmm. Is he here?
Stan.
Any changes on your budget?
No.
Do you have a decrease in yours for the total?
Yes, it actually decreased.
Mm-hmm. This is the inventory budget, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Andrew never took the telephones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girls come out.
Yeah, the only thing I would be worried about is the fuel. And that partially got to go do them leases. I mean, them cost. There's no fuel in it.
Well, you've got your carryover from the previous year. That can always be modified if later throughout the year it won't cover. We can always do a budget modification.
Okay.
Any questions? Green inventory budget. Yes.
What is uniforms and accessories? What is that?
They have their Muscogee Creek Nation polo shirts.
Yeah, that's their uniforms. What's the accessories?
That's just the term that.
The boots.
Yeah. Boots, and every once in a while, every winter, when we got enough money, we buy them jackets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Question, Dale?
No, I think I'm good.
Dre?
Thomas?
No. No questions?
Make a motion to pass them for departments budgets FY 2017.
That motion been made by Mark Randolph and seconded by Dale Beaver. Roll call.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Paul Mishihola.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That budget passes. Thank you. Next we have is a Porsche account. Stay here. All right, we'll go over that one. See anything? We have a slight decrease in that one also.
Yeah, I was able to take this GSA vehicle off of there. We was leasing that from Shane, but we don't need it anymore, so I was able to give it back.
That was under, no, okay, the 5,000 on 5311. Then you got vehicle maintenance repair. You double that one. What is that for?
For our pickup. We got all brand new pickups and just the tires, oil change. All our diesel trucks now has got what they call dead fluid. We had to have that changed. I had to have, keep adding it for yet. And we do a lot of maintenance on our trucks.
Do y'all go through fleet management on that?
Yeah, we take them to Shane.
Mm-hmm. And the equipment repair, you got the lease. What's the equipment lease?
The equipment lease was, we was having to lease a lot, but now we've got almost everything we need.
Oh, as
so I was able to take out of it because I don't have to lease very many items anymore.
And then you increased in your repair.
I increased in my repair because all my machines now is brand new for service calls, maintenance. Just trying to keep them up.
Is this like backhoes?
Backhoe, dozers, excavators, yeah. Mm-hmm. And also use that for some of my tires on my trailers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Question?
Yes, we have a couple of questions. Did you have input into this budget?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in your CEWA report, noticed on your salary and wages that your budget, then you expended more than your budget on your salaries.
The budget was
for the last year.
The budget was passed last year at the 1.6 million, but it wasn't the whole because it's not a cash funded budget. They get their cash is reimbursed each month by the programs that they do work for. And Ruby will have to explain to why the full budget wasn't loaded because this was the first year that it's been done like this.
Okay, not just only in salary and wages, but fringe and also materials. The budget amount and then it exceeded enormously, you know, the budget.
Right. Down at the bottom, it's showing the budget is $517,000. The budget that was actually passed by council was $1.6 million. So the full budget has not been loaded on this CEWA report. And up at the very top, the program income the year to date, the $1.1 million, that's what they have been reimbursed through. Well, mine was on through August, the date on mine. But they have been reimbursed $1.1 million, but only $517,000 has been loaded. And Ruby will have to explain why the budget wasn't loaded.
At the time of the budget that was passed, we only had that $517,000 in cash. Right now, they got that $1.13 million to appropriate, but it's up to the program manager to ask accounting for funds available to increase the appropriation. I do not increase it. because it's not my program. They should go to the county and get a fund available, give me the budget, and I will increase that just because it was passed in the budget for 1.6. I will not load it unless there's cash there to load. So this budget is based on funds available. So they do have the money, but they need to also request a fund available as well and give it to us to increase this budget.
Can I ask why this changed? Because it has never been done like this before.
It was done like this a few years ago, and we're trying to correct how things should be corrected in the right way. We don't want you to spend money you don't have, so you will have to go through the budget as far as getting the funds available. If you spend $1 million, who's going to cover that?
They're always going to be in a negative because it's not a cash balance. They're going to spend money this month, but they're not going to get reimbursed for that
exactly
until the following month. And then in that following month, when they get reimbursed for last month, they're still spending money. So they're always going to have a negative balance. Always.
But it's been, since this has been loaded, we're in the month of August, so it should have been increased these following months every time. From housing, by sending up a fund, requesting a funds available, and telling me increases every month, or however you build it.
How was the $517,000 done because of funds available wasn't requested and they've never had that much cash?
It was, I've got the funds available. I won't load nothing without a funds available.
Okay.
What needs to be done with this correct way and correctly or something?
Correctly, they need to bill every month and request a funds available so we can keep this budget increased every month. It needs to be a cycle. Because even at the end of the cycle, if there's not enough cash to cover what's out there, who is going to cover that cash?
The cash that they spend each month, I bill it out. If they spend $110,000 this month, that's what I bill out.
And you do, and we showed it. It's right here in the program income, but you haven't requested to load it in your budget.
I wasn't aware that we needed to do that because, like I said, we've never had to do this like this, or it's never been done like this in the past, so I wasn't aware of that we had to request the funds available. We can definitely do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any questions? Yes.
Ruby, I know you're making corrections, but are they notified of those corrections or the changes to go that direction? Like she's saying, she didn't know to do that.
We've let them know, and her budget's not the only one in this position. We have the road force count as well. It's in the same position as this one. When you bill out, you get the money in. As you're over a program, when you see a negative, you've got to realize what is going on. If you don't have a balanced SEBA report, at that time, a manager needs to find out, is my budget overspent? Whether it's this or whatever. It's a gaming budget, taxes and license, because once it's overspent, they will have to come to the council to offset that deficit, especially in like a gaming budget or taxes and license. We're trying to make the managers more aware of their budgets and getting them in where they can start taking their SEBAs every month and learning, like trying to figure out the process. Before it was just You know, it's we're putting it back on them and not leaving it up to the finance department to do it for, because it's their program, not ours. We will guide them to help them to get to understand it better, but they have to work with us as well.
Thank you.
Any other questions? So I guess we know what we need to be doing from now on.
I need to send the funds available to finance tomorrow morning.
Okay. Alrighty. Any motion?
I'll make a motion to pass force accounts 2017 budget.
Motion made by Dale Beaver. Pass force accounts budget.
Second.
Seconded by Mark Randall. Roll call.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Mark Randall?
Yes.
Cameron, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor and 0 against. Passes.
Thank you.
Next we have is Museum and Cultural Center, Veronica Pipeston. Hello.
Mr. Chairman, as a representative.
All right. Any major differences on yours?
We actually don't have a lot of major differences on ours. We have, you know, 2 budgets. We've got the Cultural Center and Archives, and then we've got the Council House as well. Mm-hmm. I guess some of the biggest differences that we would have are in the salaries. Those have gone down, as we've kind of had some position changes and that sort of thing, but we've kept all the positions. We just have had a decrease in the salary and fringe as a result in the Council House, the Museum and Cultural Center budget. We've decreased our travel quite a bit. In our proposed FY17 budget for the Cultural Center, but overall, everything else is very minimal in terms of the changes and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the Council House budget, we've also decreased the one salary that's there, just because we were kind of trying to figure out and fine-tune what that position was going to be once the Council House was getting closer to being operational. And then after that, we don't have a whole lot of major changes. Our equipment lease and rental, we cut that because we are going to have a surplus this year. And so that did get cut down from $8,200 to
$1,000. Okay.
Other than that, there's no major.
On the Museum Cultural Center, what's the contractual consist of?
The contractual consists of, read my justification, because we have 2 different ones, and I always get confused as to which ones that comes out of. Oh, yes, please, if you can get that to me. I'm sorry.
We have 2 budgets.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm on maternity leave, so I forgot to grab all those. But so the contractual for the Cultural Center Archives consists of... the development of the implementation plan for the Council House, so the exhibit development for... or other projects that aren't necessarily related to the Council House, and reproduction of historic artifacts, like this past year, the canoe project that was done came out of that particular line item.
Where is the canoe?
It's currently at the tourism department on display, and I think that we're probably going to put it up at the Tulsa State Fair booth this year. We're kind of, it's kind of in limbo in terms of, is it's going to be a permanent collection item or an educational collection item, which are two different designations for it, because we're kind of waiting on to see if, we've just kind of had a lot of discussion about, do we want to put it in a case where people can't touch it, or do we want to make it something that people can sit in, they can see, they can touch it, and that sort of thing. And so that's kind of where it's still under debate on what's the best use of that particular resource. Yeah, any sort of commissions, our art market, or excuse me, that's the council house. And the fundraiser is going to come out of cultural center budget. So we have a professional fundraiser who's working on a fundraising plan for some of our projects that would have try to defray the cost for our buildings and that sort of thing, so our capital projects. That's a contractual line item that we're using, and that would be a significant part of that. But yeah, any sort of other contracts that we would do that we would need. I'm trying to think of what else. Oh, we had curators, like guest curators come in, because we currently don't have a curator right now to do like the council house curation and graphic design for those types of things when we do traveling exhibits. So that's what that pays for.
Any questions?
Thomas.
Cool. Yes, speaker.
Collections manager manages the purchase that was the council house museum purchase from the city, working on digitization. They work on the imagery production when we get imagery production requests. They serve as the de facto chair of our collections advisory committee. So when we have solicitations of items or donations of items, those need to be considered rather than just taking everything that comes to us. And so they maintain that committee and all the paperwork and the research that goes into finding more out about that item, its history, its provenance, you know, who's custodial ownership, that kind of thing, or maybe even authenticating. If someone says, oh, this belonged to so-and-so, that's in one example of what the collections manager does. So they kind of try to track down. Archiving. We had an IMLS grant that will actually end this year that we've used to purchase archiving supplies. And so when you purchase all those supplies, there's a lot of work that needs to be done to get things rehoused into their in proper storage that is up to museum standards and archival standards. So that's what the collections manager does.
Questions?
I was wondering about any type of grants, or are you working on?
We just closed out that IMLS grant that purchased about $50,000 worth of supplies and collections management supplies. We're looking to apply for an NEH grant that will cover the programmatic design for the inside of the council house, so the first and second floors. That will cover exhibit installation in there. It will cover like any sort of costs that are associated with community consultation on the research that we already have about the inside of the council house. We're working on making that more meaningful. It's very academic and dry right now because we had worked with TU researchers, and we want to make that more community-based. So that will be some of the fees. Additional historic replicas, production and contractual use for that, because we want to make the council house a place where there's not things behind cases, but people can actually touch and handle the items in there. So we're going to have to replicate some of them, because either for that or the originals are in such poor shape that we couldn't put them in there for fear of damaging them.
Thank you. Yes. What about that, it was supposed to be a gift shop, I guess, across from the council house. Mm-hmm. Is that in the budget somewhere? I mean, I know there's not really anything going on, so.
No, that's part of the fundraising initiative that we're looking at, too, is either raising all the funds to do the renovation for that, and we'll have a cost estimate, I think,
this week,
yeah, from the architects to give us kind of a goal for fundraising on that. And so that fundraiser will either attempt to raise all those funds or funds for a challenge grant or matching funds for a grant that would do the renovation. And we're also looking to write some grants there. We've talked to ODOT as well about maybe doing a grant to do the walkway between the council house and that visitor center, like a raised walkway and that sort of thing. And so we do have definitely some grants that we're looking into. Another grant that we would definitely be interested in pursuing, but we haven't really found a good match. In talking with our new special projects coordinator, I had asked him in terms of, you know, really perpetuating these kind of cultural arts like canoe making and bow making and that sort of thing. We do these, you know, little summer camps here and spring break and that sort of thing, but it's not really teaching someone how to do that from start to finish. And so one of the new projects that we're going to do, and we're partnering with Youth Services and the Employment and Training Office, is to do an apprenticeship with a smaller group of people focusing on youth and young adults, where they go and they go through the full process of gathering the materials they need to have, and making bows, curing the wood, doing all the things that they need to do, and that's going to take over a year. So that's one of the, we're going to start with him because that's the craft, you know, he can do, but I would love to be able to expand that to other types of arts and working with, I think it's 16 to 24 year olds, because that's a primary audience we just don't get a whole lot of either in terms of people that come to our events. And so that's another place we were looking for grant funding to do, to expand that.
Thank you. Any other questions?
I'll make a motion to pass their budget.
Motion to approve the budget for the Museum Culture Center and Council House. Thomas Shola.
Second.
Second by Mark Rando. Oh. Roll call.
Thomas Shihola?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Bill Beaver?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against.
Thank you.
Passing.
Thanks.
Thank you. Next we have is the Information Technology, Cindy Freeling.
Obviously, you'll see an increase in my salary this year due to the merging of the health into our IT department. And right off that, just on the top page, we'll probably use the justifications a lot through this. The salaries obviously were a decrease of $583. And other savings was in the rent and the software support renewals. So it was a total savings of $710. On the personnel, you will see an increase. I've absorbed, it looks like around 12 people from health. And I would like to add on your last page, I believe, there's one position that was not included on my budget. This individual's a senior systems analyst that comes from the hospital, and she wasn't in the IT budget. And she was left off of the budget after several meetings because apparently she was going to be absorbed into the health's IT budget. So I really need this position. She's been with the hospital for about 15 years, has a lot of clinical experience, and had every intention of including her in the budget. It should be on the last page of the justifications I gave each of you.
Oh, wrong way.
Because the original budget that I have is was 10,14,897, but with it including that senior systems analyst position, it did bump it up to 10,21,126. And that's a real critical position for the hospital.
Ms. Booker, did you receive one of these?
No, I did not. Well, I'm looking at the one that she gave the speaker.
Okay.
I need it to go through the process.
Okay.
Because between Robert and I just now, there's a couple discrepancies.
Mm-hmm.
So it needs to get corrected and maybe addressed tomorrow.
Okay.
We go any further on it because it's...
Okay.
I'm getting it in the right format for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is the one I sent Kathy, the corrected one. So she was supposed to have given it to you.
When did you send it to her?
I believe on the 29th, July.
But I've received two or three changes from IT since July 29th as well.
Okay.
Okay,
that may have been it. I'm just not real sure. I'm just looking at my other ones, but I know I had sent it to Kathy and Belinda, and they were supposed to. And Kathy actually said she would be giving it to you, and she said it would just be a revised budget.
I know there was a change with IT the day before. I brought it over on Friday, August 2nd.
Right, it was the very same day you brought it over. Because I just missed it because I had meetings with IHS that day, and I just missed it by 5 or 4 o'clock.
Normally, I like the changes on hard copy because that's why I don't like doing an email. There's too many people get confused by emailing this and that. I like the hard copy changes, so if you don't mind, just bring it to me and correct it in the morning, and I'll route it through the process and... Maybe they can address it tomorrow.
Okay. Do I continue with the rest of it?
No, we probably don't need to. We'll just postpone this till tomorrow and she'll have everything corrected.
Okay.
And then we can look at it tomorrow.
All right.
We'll be fine. We appreciate you coming.
Thank you.
Yes, we need a motion, sorry.
I make a motion to postpone until tomorrow.
Second.
Motion made to postpone until tomorrow evening by Del Beaver and seconded by Mark Randolph. Roll call.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Thomas Shihola.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against, and hopefully we'll have that tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Next we have is the GSA Facilities, Bill Dowdy.
Right. Hello. Yeah. GSA Facilities, Telephony,
mm-hmm.
BIA, ITS,
okay.
BMD.
Oh, yeah, we got them all in there, looks like.
Yeah.
Okay. First one we have on ours is Facilities.
Okay.
Set to 300,000 budget for that. Or I guess capital improvements. Which one you got?
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, it's basically the same.
Yeah, all of it's the same
yeah.
here.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions on that one? It's nothing's changed at all. GSA,
687 to 615. We reduced in the, we cut in the, of course, the staff salary and wages, friends, that went down due to the extra pay of last year. Thank you, 2 days. And
16 or 15, Bill?
Pardon?
That was 15 you was reading there.
Yeah, 17, 615.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes, yes, sir.
Same as last year.
Mm-hmm. Same as 16.
Yeah, we didn't have to cut this one. This is we're supposed to cut gaming.
Mm-hmm. So really, nothing's changed.
Yeah, so we didn't change this one. Mm-hmm. It was just gaming budget we needed to cut, or gaming money.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any questions on that one?
Man, I'm just over 15 and
yeah. All right, next one. What do you have here? Let's see. There's the gaming one, I guess. 1.9. Facilities.
Facilities? Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. Facilities, we reduced from 2.83 to 1.918. Mm-hmm. Reducing staff. I had two staff members resign, so I didn't replace them.
Okay.
We cut in our supplies. Uniform accessories, we moved it up because we have to get safety boots now. Glasses and boots and ear pieces. The vehicles, we reduced. I asked Shane to get us some tribal vehicles. I didn't care what they look like. This, we just couldn't afford TSA anymore. So we reduced that. Vehicle maintenance repair, that's close to the same, $100, $200 less. Fuel purchases, we reduced. Equipment rental and equipment repair, we just took off $1,000. Utilities, we had to stay the same. Building maintenance repairs, we stayed the same. Ground. The fax we reduced, like we have guys that have cell phones in offices, so we just cut their office phones and cut their cut our fax, and we'll use DSA's fax. And then the other communications is our cell phone.
Okay. Any questions on that one? Questions? All right. Next one. What's that? This Muskogee office building?
Muskogee? That went up?
Mm-hmm.
This is the lease. This is the lease money we get from BI.
Mm-hmm.
So we just put it in fund that what we need, what we appropriate, that we spend our expenditures for the year. Increased salaries came down. Increased these supplies just because they're using more supplies. I think they finally got the building totally rented now. I think that's about the only thing that increased. Building maintenance repairs increased. Mm-hmm. We replaced all the windows over there, turned them around. They were in backwards, upside down. So we took them and they replaced them all, which actually started saving on the utilities. So we may get a savings in utilities at the end of the year. But that's what the increase in that was.
Okay.
And I'll take out the property taxes. We don't pay property taxes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Or can I move it down to utility building maintenance repair, because I'd say, but we may have to replace the chiller.
Okay.
And that should cover that with the 78 and the 13. Such a chill is like 82,000, somewhere roughly around there.
So you're looking to change that right now, or
we may, we don't, we're not yet. I mean, we're still fixing it, but he's
that's anticipation, then
we may.
Okay.
Hopefully not. But it's coming. I think it's coming.
Questions on this one? All right. Oh, I'm sorry.
On the property tax, are you going to go ahead and move it now?
Yeah, he mentioned that.
Yeah.
I can move it to building maintenance repair.
Put it down there, make that 92,400. Zero the property taxes, and it doesn't change the bottom line. And if you can go ahead and pass it, I'll just make the,
changes on it.
Make a change.
Okay.
And it'll be in the fine.
All right, we can do that. Thank you. Okay, next one, the IH office building.
Yes, we don't. That's just there. We don't do anything to it. We don't pay utilities out or anything. Which is just a, I don't know what it is.
Okay, well, it's nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing budgeted in this. It's a lease thing to IHS.
Okay. I might have skipped over one. What do you got left? I know I skipped that one somewhere. I saw it. There it is. The 941712. Total budget?
Yes. That's another funds available deal where we send out the invoices to get reimbursed for the phones. We lost some phones from last year. We just don't have any yet. And that's just almost kind of like a guesstimated price. Our trial administrator put out an email to everyone trying to get their input on how many phones they would have so we could get a better count. I don't think she's got too many back there.
I'm not very many back.
So that's basically what we could possibly have, like 700 phones. I think it's 776 last year. So we're losing phones just because of the cuts.
Who's responsible for those phones?
What, collecting department?
What do you mean losing them?
What, people won't be able to get them. Like we lost a college transfer to Vonage, so we lost $100,000 over here. And then if programs don't, like they drop a person, like I dropped four phones, and then it turns out telephony's budget.
Okay. Any questions? So when you said you're asking for where these phones are or received?
Just like who's going to have what in your budget. Like you have eight in your budget, or you're going to have eight, or you're going to have four.
Oh, that's what you're...
We just need to find out how many we're supposed to have so we can...
Budget for that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's an ongoing thing like that. I mean, when you have offices that are there and then they're not, because of budget cuts or whatever, the telephony department gets hit. Like the college, that's $100,000 gone.
Okay, any questions? No questions? All right, need a motion for that section.
Make a motion to pass the GSA facility 2017 budget.
Motion's been made by Dale Beaver. Seconded by Mark Randolph. Roll call.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Thomas Shaholin?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next we have is our fleet management, Shane Holby. All right, good being here.
Certified, they're both masters of will alignments. You have to give them a little shout out. Mm-hmm.
Good. All right.
Yeah, our salaries changed a little bit. We did away with one position. And what we did is we did away with the SRO program or SRO's position, and one of the workers there, she wanted to help us out and issue the cars out through them, so we cut the cost there. And we, when we did that, we made another position for a mechanic, and we started doubling up on the work there. And on the travel, we did increase that. We took that out of our training fees and increased it because I do send my guys and myself to go to training and actually try to learn as much as we can so we can help other people out. We've actually been helping the Choctaw Nation to set up their fleet program to help them run a little more efficient. And actually, they're the ones that helped me out at the beginning. On supplies, we dropped it $10,000. Like I said, the training fees are gone. We moved the software licenses to the Capital Software. GSA leases are going down. We're going to try to do away with the rest of our GSA lease vehicles and only own. I don't really like to lease vehicles because the accidents and everything is just a big pain to deal with. You can ask Mr. Booker about that. We butt heads on that sometimes. He's a good friend. On vehicle maintenance and repair, it stayed the same. And that covers a lot of costs for all the vehicles that we work on. Some of them are major repairs. With Head Start getting a few new buses, that's going to help us out on their side. And they are in need. And I think we got four buses coming for them. Fuel purchases, we deducted $5,000 off of that. We do have bank charges for our debit cards. Equipment maintenance repair, we deducted $15,000 off of that. Telephones, we increased the telephone and fax because we want to add another line to the IHS building where we have the alignment machine. We are deducting our cell phones. We're only going to have one there for the guys that will be on the call or something like that, have to go out, and it will have the data plan for the GPS. But of course, indirect cost is 26%. No contractual. We deducted the vehicles to $80,000. We are going to purchase a few, and we're going to get rid of a few so we can help out the health system. Equipment, we do look to invest back into us a little bit more and find other things that's going to help our citizens and employees. And like I said, the Capital Software is right there for our UDCs. And I did want to throw out this. Our department, we did 817 work orders on travel vehicles. 615 citizens, which is a total of 1,432. And we did 3,255 reservations, 385 canceled, We dispatched 2,870 vehicles for employees to get to job sites. And during my time as a manager, we've cut our budget $217,236 in 2 years. And with our program income, we generated $63,677.44. That's all I got.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Any questions? No questions?
I'll make a motion to pass fleet management budget for 2017.
Motion there for pass the budget for 2017 fleet management, Mark Randolph.
Second
by Dale Beaver. Roll call.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Thomas Shihola?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, last one we have is GO Special, Frank Harjo. That's not Frank. You're not Frank.
I'm not Frank.
My name is Frank Irwin. I'm a geospatial developer.
Raymond.
Frank couldn't be here today.
Okay.
Raymond
what?
Irwin.
Irwin, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Pass on down.
Yeah.
Let's see, our budget was, request was $509,698, which is a deduction of approximately 12% from last time. We are going to, one of the biggest cuts come through, not only the 10% cut, but through some salary cuts we have, because we have some grant money coming forward and grant money left over, and a person who's a DBA will be working on that grant. The letter I gave you was a pre-award letter for a $493,000 grant from the EPA the last 3 years, which we will be using her, the DBA's salary will be part of that, as well as mine.
Any questions?
I could go over this briefly line by line if you'd like.
Well, there's not a whole lot of difference on
there.
And I mean, we don't see anything that's really major, so that. You don't have to. Like you said, you cut the salary and wages, and then that went down, and direct costs went down, so your equipment also went down. Any questions for Mr. Irwin here? That you have travel of $3,000, but there's nothing to, you've got nothing scheduled for this year.
No,
so
no, sir.
Just in case you, there's something out there that you need to attend, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I think Frank started up a geospatial work group at Intertribal.
Oh, okay.
So they go to that.
Mm. Any questions? No questions? All right.
Make a motion to pass Geospatial 2017 budget.
Motion is made to pass the 2017 budget for Geospatial. Dale Beaver.
Second.
Seconded by Mark Randolph. Roll call.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Thomas Shihola?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, all right.
All right, that concludes the order of business for that section there. Now, in other business, we have no other business. Oh, okay. We need to have a motion to forward all these. What'd you say?
Forward all the budgets to BF&J.
Oh, I thought you said we had. Okay, make a motion to forward all budgets to BF&J. Need a motion for that.
I make a motion to forward all the budgets to BF&J.
Motion been made by Dale Beaver.
Second.
Seconded by Mark Randolph. Roll call.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Thomas Shaholin?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
All right. That motion passes and all the budgets pass to be forwarded to BF&J. And now we're in another business. No other business. We're down to announcements. Do we have any announcements? I believe tomorrow we have our second part of our budget hearings, tomorrow at 6:30. And any of them that have been postponed on there also tomorrow evening. Any other announcements? Do we know with Thomas McIntosh?
No.
Any arrangements on that?
No, I checked online just a couple hours ago. Get anything on that?
Okay. All right. No other announcements. Now we're down to our adjournment. And Mr. Beaver, would you talk to Benedict and serve as our adjournment?
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this beautiful day you've given us, Lord. I just want to thank you for just allowing us to come together and just do the tribe's business, Lord. Lord, I ask that you just give us traveling grace as we head home or wherever we may go, Lord. And Lord, I just ask that you just be with all our law enforcement officials, Lord. Lord, just place a special hand of protection around them, Lord. All these things we pray in your name, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Casey.
All right, then. Tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Chairman,
appreciate it.
You did.